that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
In January 2011, thousands of Yemeni people took to the streets of Sana'a and Taiz, demanding the fall of Ali Abdullah Saleh, the country's longtime president. The Arab world's poorest country had been facing multiple crises for years. A shortage of oil and water, hunger, dictatorship, corruption, an international terrorist presence, and deep internal, regional, and political differences. The Arab Spring, as they would call it, was promising a rosy future for the nation. Now, the violence of the latest war that engulfs Yemen is a far cry from those hopeful days. The immediate crisis dates back to 2011, when Yemen saw the removal of Ali Abdullah Saleh, who had ruled the country for 33 years. The Saudis and their Persian Gulf allies, supported by the West, oversaw a political transition that brought in Abrabu Mansur Hadi as president. This temporarily avoided a civil war, but failed to introduce more fundamental changes, as Saleh, who was given immunity from prosecution, continued to maneuver behind the scenes. In September 2014, after the breakdown of political dialogue that aimed to sketch the shape of a new constitution for the country, thousands of Houthi fighters from northern Yemen seized control of the country's capital. Hadi and his cabinet resigned. On the 26th of March, Saudi Arabia launched its airstrikes against Yemen without a United Nations mandate to restore Hadi to power. Soon, thick plumes of smoke rose over Sana'a as some of the heaviest bombings shook the capital, including residential areas. According to reports, over 2,700 people, including women and children, have lost their lives in the attacks. Hospitals, homes, schools, and civilian infrastructure were also hit, as were airports and power stations. The Saudi assaults on the Houthis have indirectly helped empower Al-Qaeda in ways the group had not enjoyed before. Yemen, strategically located north of the Bab al-Mandeb oil transit choke point, is home to a dangerous Al-Qaeda group known as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or ACAP. The Houthis, who are the group's most determined foe in Yemen, have been preoccupied with aerial assaults from the Saudi-led Arab coalition. In early April, ACAP fighters launched a jailbreak near Mukalla that freed about 300 prisoners, including several dozen of their comrades. In addition, a brazen territorial grab in Yemen, together with a $1 million bank heist, has given the terrorist group fundraising and recruitment tools. ACAP has recently announced that it is offering 20 kilograms of gold to anyone who kills or captures the leader of Yemen's Houthi movement, Abdul Malik al-Houthi. The announcement comes as Saudi Arabia is pushing ahead with its military campaign against the Houthis, also known as Ansar Allah, who adhere to a branch of Shia Islam known as Zaydiism. Notably, the group's foundation was rooted in a reaction to foreign intervention of countries like Saudi Arabia and the United States of America. The Yemeni government's corruption and the marginalization of much of the Houthis' home areas in Sa'dar constituted the group's key grievances. Since 2011, the Houthis have launched peaceful protests and have taken part in Yemen's Conference of National Dialogue. By aligning themselves with popular demands, be it the overthrow of the widely unpopular unity government, frustration over rampant corruption, or anger over the removal of fuel subsidies, the Houthis gain the ability to introduce themselves as a national, non-sectarian movement. Yemen's future path remains anything but clear. Houthi spokespeople have stressed that the group is open to dialogue and power sharing. On the other hand, ACAP aims to stoke the sectarian flames, taking advantage of the potential power vacuum, while capitalizing on the grievances of those frustrated with the chaos into which the country was plunging. The plans of the supporters of former President Saleh, who was quite powerful, remain unclear. But what is abundantly clear at the moment is that this remains an internal Yemeni political conflict. One that, despite frequent sectarian mischaracterizations and potential regional implications, remains deeply rooted in local Yemeni issues, and any foreign invasion or intervention will only fan the flames of the war. The Saudi-led coalition has stated that its goal is to restore Hadi. But bringing him back into the seat of the presidency is undeniably easier said than done. At this point, it remains clear that the only solution is a form of peaceful dialogue. Neither Saudi Arabia nor its allies, nor any other country, including Yemen, stand to gain from an extended armed conflict.